You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This is The Takeaway. I am John Hockenberry. Anyway, we are following a number of stories. It is primary day in North Carolina and in Indiana. The polls will be opening very, very shortly. We'll have more on that later in the hour. We're also, as we've been telling you, following the devastation in the aftermath of a cyclone in Myanmar. And the focus of our takeaway question today is, you know, what is it that caused you ever in your life to go from sort of sitting on the sidelines and watching disaster unfold to actually taking action, opening your wallet? Maybe you volunteered, maybe you gave money, maybe you responded to a fundraising telethon. What is it that changed you from witness to actor? You could call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And we do know Americans do give. It's interesting. We looked up some numbers this morning, and private donations totaled nearly $2.7 billion just 11 weeks after Hurricane Katrina, which is ironically about the exact same amount of money that people gave following the 9/11 attacks. And so there are so many people who understand, especially any of those folks who had people either in New Orleans during Katrina or down at the World Trade Center, that feeling of absolute helplessness, wondering where their loved ones are, what can be done, how to help them.
Yeah. I mean, is it a feeling of empowerment that causes you to give? Do you feel like you actually have control and can change things if you give? Or do you have a sense of, as Adora said, sort of frustration, a sense that you can't control things, and so you're doing your small part? Our producer Jim Colgan went out on the streets of New York yesterday and asked some folks getting money out of the ATM what motivates them. And here's some examples.
If you could tell me, when's the last time you opened your wallet and gave to a cause, whether it was a global catastrophe or a person on the street?
I give regularly to a temple, a Buddhist temple, and every month I give to a Tibetan monk in India, and also a little boy in Africa.
It was about 2 weeks ago in the military. Army has a fund that we give money to every month. So.
Last month for the colon race for the Central Park.
When was the last time I donated money to a cause? I'd say around Christmas time.
And what was it?
Salvation Army.
It's interesting. Someone on our website is talking about the students, parents, teachers, and administration of the school where I teach, as well as a local corporation, have adopted a sparrow child, a 14-year-old girl who would have been a freshman at our school, but who was diagnosed with a brain tumor last August. A lot of people motivated by medical causes and having an individual connection with an individual person.
And she writes that 14-year-old is very sick, and their school community has raised thousands of dollars to help this girl and her family.
And, you know, I guess the question really is, what is the story that caused you to change from someone who sat on the sidelines to someone who actually got involved? I mean, does giving make you feel as though you're involved, or does it make you feel like you can do something by remote control?
Or does it just make you feel
if
you're fortunate that perhaps that there are ways that you can help ease other people's pain and suffering?
You know, sometimes it feels like remote control. Sometimes it feels like you're doing something from a distance. Sometimes it feels like volunteering.
But it's also better than doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
And then just feeling terrible about people struggling with horrific circumstances.
Giving. Why? That's our takeaway question.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.